Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio Sports Zone, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network, iHeartRadio, iTunes, TuneIn Radio. List goes on and on. The most listened to daily pro wrestling and mixed martial arts radio show in the world. A lot of stuff to talk about on a Tuesday. Raw, of course, was last night. We got a few weeks left until WWE Hell in a Cell. And so the build to Undertaker versus Brock Lesnar has begun, as well as the table being set for a lot of other matches. John Cena is still the U.S. champion. He did not lose the U.S. title to Big E Langston last night on the show. We can talk about Raw on the program today, and we've got a lot of news on a lot of other topics as well. As we speak, Triple H is doing a conference call, and he's talking about the NXT TakeOver special, which airs tomorrow night on the WWE Network, Wednesday night. And the main event, of course, is what they are calling, for reasons still unknown, an Iron Man match. Even though Sasha and Bayley, neither of which are men, are wrestling in this match. We can talk about the NXT TakeOver special. If you saw the NXT 24 special last night, let me know, because I've gotten a lot of very interesting feedback about it. I was told it was awesome. One person on Twitter said they wept during the special. If you saw it, let me know. There's a lot of ways to contact the show here today. The studio line, 425-488-0525. Skype us at F4W Online. You can send text messages to 425-780-7566. And the toll-free sports byline, 1-800-878-PLAY. That is 1-800-878-7566. 7529. We're going to kick it off after the break with Mike Sempervivi. A lot of news and fun to get into today. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Two days ago, Jeff McDonald posted the following.
Just watched the sunrise from above the clouds. So stoked.
Jeff got 19 likes and 7 comments. Not bad, Jeff. Geico has a comment to add that may make you even more stoked. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance by switching to Geico. And if that doesn't put your head above the clouds, you'll have the extra money to scale a peak that will. Hashtag on cloud 9, hashtag savings.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, I have rhythm. I love to dance, and I've been told that I dance pretty well. But I'm also totally blind, which means that sometimes my circadian rhythms can get totally out of step with the world around me. Circadian rhythms are regulated by our internal master body clock. But because I can't perceive light, my body clock simply doesn't know what time it is. This can have me wide awake in the middle of the night and fighting to stay awake during the day. That can affect relationships and make it difficult to be productive at work. And it can make every day a real challenge. It's not my imagination. It's called non-24, and it affects up to 70% of people who are totally blind. So if you're like me, you're not alone, and there is hope. Call 855-856-2424 today, or visit learnmorenon24.com. to find out more about non-24. Because learning more about non-24 is the first step to getting your rhythm back.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like they did for these Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can have your website built for free and up and running in as little as 7 days. Plus, promote your site on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call now to get your website built for free. If after 30 days you're happy with your new website, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for just one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing. Call 855-254-SITE, 855-254-SITE, 855-254-7483, or go to web.com/radio. There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Looking to break away this fall? Visit the sun-soaked bayside town of Tiburon, located just minutes from San Francisco. The Lodge at Tiburon is steps from the ferry docks and nestled among Tiburon's upscale boutiques, charming cafes, and unique galleries. Dine at the award-winning Tiburon Tavern, serving innovative dishes prepared with ingredients grown in our very own garden. Fall rates from $199 a night. Join us at the Lodge at Tiburon and create long-lasting memories. For reservations, call 1-877-614-6068 or go to Lodge at Tiburon.com.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Already getting tweets here. Kevin says, Iron Man is used for both males and females in triathlons as well. Well, that brings me to a question then. If you're just doing a triathlon and both men and women are competing in it at the same time, and they call it the Iron Man, that's one thing. But if it is a female-only triathlon, no men allowed, only females, do they still call it the Iron Man? Maybe they do. That's my question. I don't know. I'm asking Kevin, if he's got an update on that. Mike, what's going on this morning?
Not a whole lot. Has this been an ongoing issue?
No, I mean, it's funny that there's a women's Iron Woman match that they're calling an Iron Man match. I'm probably fixating on it, but every time they call the Iron Man match, and then they have these women, it's just like, this is weird.
I agree.
Is it Divas Revolution or what?
Well, I agree, actually, because they're usually so sensitive about things like that and marketing ploys. And, you know, I mean, the only reason you would call it an Iron Man match is just it's like calling it a mailman, you know, and calling no matter who it is, whether if they're delivering mail, a man or a woman, you just call them mailman because that's what you do. And that's what you've been, you know, forced to say or, you know, repeated over and over again without thinking about it. That would be the only reason you would. But this is based all around a main event NXT championship match that is possibly, actually, it is the most popular title in NXT. Why not focus upon this, especially when you have been doing a Divas Revolution and you have a company that's, you know, at least on screen, half run by a woman alongside her husband. So why would you not make it an Iron Woman match? Yeah, but I don't think there should be that much, vehement debate over it either.
Well, Kevin here says males and females do not compete against each other in Iron Man triathlons. So I guess what he's saying is that there are women-only triathlons that are called Iron Man triathlons. Is that what you're saying, Kevin? Because Mike seems to disagree.
Well, why wouldn't there not be? I mean, don't they compete for overall time as well? I mean, in theory, I guess a man would win more, but isn't it about overall time as well, too, at one of those events where they would both be competing?
I guess we'll find out soon enough. A Raw last night, I believe that I now am very strongly grading on a curve because, you know, maybe what it was the fact that Rusev in Sweet Submissive Summer is her new name. They had their little segment last night where she proposed marriage to him, and I loved it. It's everything I love about pro wrestling. There was that, followed by a John Cena-Big E match, which wasn't a great John Cena Open Challenge match by some of the previous standards, but it was pretty good. Maybe the fact that the show ended with those two segments made me more positive on the show than I otherwise would have been. Maybe it's because the shows have been so bad that this was a better-than-average show. I don't even know anymore, but I didn't mind Raw so much last night.
I don't think it was as weak as last week, but It's not saying a whole lot either. Rusev was great. Rusev is always great. No matter what you think of this story, he's always great. I like seeing the New Day in the mix. I have no problem with that. I have no problem with the main event. I have no problem with how they got there, with, you know, laying out Dolph beforehand and all that stuff. I thought it was good. And then you had the New Day standing over them at the end. But then you try to use that and be positive to think about them not being emasculated a little while before that by Stephanie McMahon. Or you think about some of the, you do use that as salve to overlook some of the stuff that stinks on the show. I mean, look, the Attitude Era was the greatest example of that. Things were so great and things were so hot and rolling so well. You forget about all the hot garbage and horrible ideas and crappy gimmicks and terrible interviews that took place, you know, and it's the same way watching now. But you can't forget about those things. And just because a show is better than the last steaming pile dump they got left before does not make it a great show. We got into this with pay-per-views, and we've now getting into this with TV shows because of how, you know, rocky this road has been for them.
Looking back at the show here, and really the two worst segments, they at least grouped together. That would have been the Kane segment with Seth Rollins, which I am so done with this feud, and I cannot wait until it ends. Demon Kane, Corporate Kane, Seth Rollins losing yet another match. And the Team Bella deal, which I thought was just absolutely... It's funny we're talking about this great NXT women's match that is taking place tomorrow on TakeOver. And meanwhile, they've got this Raw Divas Revolution with Team Bella versus Team Bad. Team Bella is such turn-the-channel heat for me right now. It's amazing, actually, because nobody else on the roster is like that. Seth Rollins, for those of you that have not been keeping track, and I have been because this is so astonishing to me, Seth Rollins, as of last night, has lost with one exception. He beat Sting at Night of Champions, which, by the way, was on a show that he also lost a match on. But with the exception of Sting, since September 13th, Seth Rollins, the WWE World Heavyweight Champion, has lost every single solitary match. He has had 16 matches on television and at house shows. He has lost 15 of his last 16 matches. And if you count matches that aired on television, he has lost 8 of his last 9 matches. The only win being against Sting.
And there's a catch to that. It will always be remembered as the match that ended Sting's career. As it stands right now, it's the match that ended Sting's career.
I guess that makes up for the other 8 that he lost during that time period on television. And you know what's funny? I would bet, and maybe they'll prove me wrong, if ever there was a time I hope they prove me wrong, it's this time. I would bet that Seth continues to lose every single solitary match until Hell in a Cell, when he actually beats Corporate Kane. Demon Kane, I apologize. Demon Kane. Because they are two different guys.
Does he do it cleanly? Does he do it with some sort of help from Big Show? Does he do it with... Seriously?
Big Show.
Well, I'm thinking about... Again, the tension with the Authority is going to continue. So, I mean, does he... And he still... Yes, he beat Sting, I guess, although you're always going to have that visual of Sting being hurt, too, which led to it. I mean, he has not gotten... When's the last time, even though he's gotten wins, even if he is technically has gotten a clean win, quote-unquote, where he's hooking the leg and the ref is counting 3, but how they got to that point, how many, you know, unencumbered? I don't know what the word would be. How many, you know, straight-path victories has Seth Rollins got? Not many. So, I mean, you can't bank on him doing it in this one either.
Daryl here has got a great idea, by the way. He says all of this argument...
Doesn't all that make a real powerful champion?
No, it doesn't. I'm getting back to this Iron Woman match. Daryl here has made a comment. He goes, it's all semantics, all of this arguing about Iron Man versus Iron Woman. So just call it what myself and others have been calling, which is the Iron Maiden match. That's not bad.
The Hard Babes Challenge, I guess, is...
Also, Danny has sent this in. I haven't watched the video yet because we're on the air, but he says, look at the video title. Apparently in the video, Sasha and Bayley are referred to as Iron Women, but they are calling it an Iron Man match. Who cares?
This is where the product's at right now. That, like, you know, all of this is where we've gotten to on the distraction list.
Well, yes, this is where we've gotten on the distraction list. I mean, how much do you want to talk about Kane and Seth Rollins?
I thought Fedor was going to bail me out a little bit today with New Year's Eve, and that
I got
didn't
Fedor
happen.
News.
I know, but I mean, it's a little bit underwhelming.
It's very underwhelming. But what were you expecting?
I
mean, who is there that's not under contract to a major organization that he could be fighting?
I just figured that it would be somebody maybe from the past that, like, I mean, look, let's just, I know this means
Sakuraba?
Nothing. Oh, God, no. Although that wouldn't have surprised me.
You know
me
that
if
Sakuraba
they
is
that?
Fighting.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about this after the break and take your phone calls as well, everybody. Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
It's a new day. Yes, it is.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Every time I hear this music, I actually can see Mike bebopping over there in the background. It's crazy.
Happy man right now, trying to keep it positive, boss.
Did you play an instrument, Mike?
In school or something? No, I have not.
Anywhere.
That's no, I have not.
At the July 4th parade. I don't know.
That's no, I remember like on the recorder. I don't know what grade that would have been in. and the on the keyboard where you like.
They still make kids use that recorder. I remember that as well. Who uses a recorder?
I don't know. That's they've cut back so much on music in schools in this country that maybe they're down to like a tin can or something like that.
This from MMAfighting.com. Fedor Emelianenko's opponent for his December 31st return is expected to be announced at a press conference in Japan on Thursday. However, sources with knowledge of the fight say the new Japanese promotion is targeting Indian Japanese heavyweight kickboxer Jaideep Singh as his foe. The 28-year-old Singh is 40-10 in kickboxing, but just 1-0 in MMA. His lone MMA fight was in June 2013 at Super Fight League 19 against someone I have never heard of. In 2009 K1 World Grand Prix in Seoul, champion hasn't won a kickboxing match since 2011. That sentence made no sense. I read it exactly as it was written. Anyway, the 39-year-old Emelianenko recently ended his retirement to sign with former Pride boss Nobuyuki Sakakibara's new promotion. Anyway, the point is they've also announced Shinya Aoki versus Kazushi Sakuraba in a catchweight bout. So believe it or not, Sakuraba is actually going to go in the heavier man. That's at least a benefit. Three events at Saitama. And Emelianenko Singh is going to be airing on tape delay in the United States on Spike TV. So there you go.
Singh Jaideep? Is that what it is?
Jaideep Singh.
Jaideep Singh. Does he do a Singh shuffle?
I don't know.
That Sakakibara is banking.
I don't know a thing about the guy.
I'm surprised by this. Again, I know what you're saying, that yes, all of these guys under contract. I'm surprised they even didn't break out somebody from K1 history, though. Like, I don't know, Peter Arts, or at least, you know, just another, you know, he's still around doing Inoki stuff, at least. It was a little underwhelming even by, you know, by New Year's Eve Japan 2015 standards. That's bad. And Aoki, I guess if you want to look at it this way, he's never been able to beat anyone that's a tier ahead of him, like the Alvarezes of the world.
He can't beat an Alvarez. Come on.
But it's and can't beat a Maha Sakurai or anybody who's bigger. And maybe that's the only thing that Sakuraba's got going. Actually, it is the only thing Sakuraba's got going for him. I hope Aoki just extends this thing out for as long as possible, and it's a fun exhibition, because I don't want to see Sakuraba take even the slightest bit of punishment.
To the phones. You're on the air. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Ryan from Cumberland, Maryland.
Ryan's been waiting on the phone for a half hour, everybody. Yes, Ryan.
I did some research on that Seth Rollins record in September, and he's won 4 matches in a row during the middle of September.
No, he hasn't.
But he did actually have a good part of September.
In the middle of September, what matches did he win and where?
He beat Dean Ambrose in a house show in Arkansas.
What day?
It was the 13th and 12th he beat Ambrose.
Yeah, I said from the 13th on.
Okay.
And still, a hot 96 hours does not a great championship reign make.
Yeah, I'm sure he won some matches prior to the 13th, but since the 13th of September, almost a month ago, he has won one match, and he has lost whatever the number I had here was, 18 or something like that.
Yeah, but
and killed Sting.
Qualification that he lost.
It doesn't matter. He lost. He's the champion. The champion should win.
The Honky Tonk Man made a living off of getting
the whoa, Ryan. Excuse me for a moment. You're comparing the WWE World Heavyweight Champion to the Honky Tonk Man.
Well, he's the greatest Intercontinental Champion of all time.
Is he really, Ryan? Do you believe that?
Well, he was longest reigning.
But do you believe that he was the best?
Everyone remembers him, and he's a Hall of Famer, definitely. The only reason why he doesn't get
everybody remembers him, but I don't think he's a Hall of Famer. Is he a Hall of Famer, Mike? Is he in the WWE Hall of Fame? Because he's not in the Observer Hall of Fame.
He is not.
He's not in the Hall of Fame, but he turns them down each year.
He turns down what Hall of Fame? The Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame?
The WWE Hall of Fame.
Oh. Huh. All right, I want to thank you very much for the call. I don't know if that's a good thing that Seth Rollins, in your mind, is the Honky Tonk Man?
I was such a fan growing up, watching him in Mid-South, of Butch Reed, who came to WWF as the natural Butch Reed.
Yeah.
Everything was natural about him, including the blonde hair, and he had Slick with him. And I just thought they were actually awesome. And it will always kill me that apparently, this is the story goes, Butch Reed didn't show up, which led to the Honky Tonk Man defeating Ricky Steamboat and starting the greatest intercontinental title reign of all time.
Honky.
Honky.
I believe John is on the phone, the Skype line. John?
Well, hello, Mr. Simpavili. Hello, Brian.
Hi, John.
Hey, before I start, man, how much would it cost to have a Battle of the Empire Part 2?
With who?
With you and Vinny.
Me and Vinny? Have you seen Vinny lately? You know how hard it was to get a match out of him in 2006, much less 2015?
I kind of want to see that in person, to see a great man in person, a great wrestler in person wrestle.
Why don't you just come visit Vinny when he's not having a match? It'll be far more enjoyable.
That's my goal, man.
Good.
But let me get to the emasculation of the greatest gimmick in WWE right now.
The New Day?
Yes.
You didn't like Stephanie talking down to them and shutting them down and making them look like children in a third grade class?
No, that kind of, if I really wanted to see that, I have a girlfriend and my mother. I live with my girlfriend and mother. I can watch that in my own life. I want to be entertained, Brian.
It's not entertaining when it happens in your own life?
No, Brian. Do you know how it feels to be the only male in a house full of women?
I am right now. I got a wife and three female cats.
And a daughter on
and
the way.
And that's just a lie. It's a lie. I got one of the cats is a male. But yes, pretty soon, if you only count humans, I'll still be the only male in the house. Which I am fine with, by the way. I'm excited by.
Yeah, for now.
when she's 16, we'll talk. But did you hear my idea, Mike? Did you hear the idea that I've got?
No, what's that?
I got a great idea. So my daughter is looking to be born on or around February 27th.
Yes.
So
that's the same day as my late grandmother's birthday.
Great. Well, my point is, if she's born just a few days later, she's going to be a leap baby. So I'm going to say, a young lady, I will not prevent you from dating anybody, but you're not allowed to date until you're 16. And since she's a leap baby, that'll give me 64 years before I have to worry about it.
Well, Brian, you'll be dead by then.
Oh, John, how dare you. But anyway, what were you saying about this emasculation?
Well, look at this whole program. Look at yesterday. They emasculated New Day. They made New Day look like a bunch of geeks. This is the first time since the beginning of their run, and I say since they won a championship the first time, that they really looked like geeks.
Chumps.
Chumps and geeks. I'm sorry. I take that back. They look like weeds, like the great intelligent, which is the smartest person in the Figure Four Empire, Vincent Verhaer say, look like weeds.
Dweebs.
Yes. Think about it. She literally... And I understand she was in on the phone and all that stuff. She was treating them like little children. But think about it. They looked like dweebs the whole night. They beat up a guy. And then at the end, and they lost to Cena, Super Cena. Don't get me wrong. They did came out on top of what for? They came out on top at the end of the night for what? Which against the Dudley Boys, but besides that, what else they gonna do?
Well, John, just you wait, buddy, just you wait, because what I would bet is gonna happen is that they're going to lose the tag team titles to the Dudley Boys, probably at the Hell in a Cell show. So add that to the list of dweebiness that the New Day is encountering here on Raw in late 2015. Poor John. I feel his pain. I feel his pain. The New Day being treated like that by Stephanie McMahon. Is she a babyface or is she a heel? What's happening?
I don't know. She didn't have a Yankee hat, so I'm not sure if she was a babyface or a heel or not, but it depends. That's been one of the issues with the show. It's been one of the issues with her and with Triple H. I mean, is she dancing? Is she pissed off? I mean, it's just, I don't know. At least there's some good news. That Rivalries, which was actually pretty good when it came to the Ric Flair Dusty Rhodes one, that show that airs on the network, they're doing a Trish Lita one, which I can tolerate that.
You know what's so funny about that is it's going to show everybody how horrible this Divas Revolution really is.
Truth.
All right, everybody, heading to a break. 425-488-0525 is the studio number. We'll be taking your phone calls after the break. All of the numbers on the front page of WrestlingObserver.com. Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline USA Radio Network.
Right now, the Home Depot has Pergo XP Haley Oak Laminate Flooring for just $2.29 a square foot. Basic installation is just 89 cents a square foot. So, let's lay down a floor that stands up to our lives, with double the durability of regular laminate and just as beautiful as real wood. Let's do this with Pergo XP Haley Oak Laminate for $2.29, now at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only. Installation offer valid on laminates over 150 square foot with minimum purchase of 250 square feet.
Some clubs are pricey.
$25 for a cheeseburger?
Some are exclusive.
My family came over on the Mayflower.
And some are snooty.
Is she wearing white after Labor Day?
But America's Best Value Wins Value Club is just right for everyone who wants to save instantly. Value Club members get 15% off, room upgrade, and late checkout when available at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Go to americasbestvaluein.com and sign up today.
Now that's better.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Got a tweet here from Ryan, and he has sent me this write-up, apparently from the Triple H conference call. And it says here, I don't know where this is from, so if anybody knows, you can let me know. All I see is the words here. He was asked about women competing in cage matches and cells. He said the opportunities should be there for women. He also said that when they planned to do the match, they debated whether to call it an Iron Man or Iron Woman match. He, Triple H, thought Iron Man and asked Lita, and she said she thought calling it Iron Woman would be demeaning. So they went with Iron Man. Okay. God bless Lita, and I don't know what she actually said about it, but what do you mean it would be demeaning to call it Iron Woman? I mean, to me, if you want to talk about whether it's potentially demeaning or not, how come the men do 60-minute Iron Man matches and the women only do 30-minute Iron Man matches? Right? Do you remember back in UFC when they were first going to bring in women, and the deal was the women were going to do 3 3-minute rounds instead of 3 5-minute rounds?
Uh-huh.
And it's like, why are they doing 3-minute rounds? Are they not as tough as the men? They should be doing 3 5-minute rounds, right? And then they did.
I'm willing to bet the incoming Asuka could do a 60-minute match if asked.
Any woman could.
Exactly.
So how is it demeaning to call it an Iron Woman match? But it's not demeaning to only have them go 30 minutes instead of 60. I don't understand.
I don't know.
I would love to know the thought process behind this. I mean, I am a man. She is a woman. So obviously she's got an opinion about it for some reason. So I would love to hear why, because I disagree. I don't think it's demeaning at all. They're women.
I thought they would just be hung up on the antiquated term or something. You know, just Iron Man. Yeah, it's fine. Leave it like that. Come on. We're two women competing. Everybody knows that we're women. We're competing for a title that's called the women's title. Who cares what it's called? We're just going to go out there and do our thing. But apparently, no, we can't have that. And now we're even down to 30 or 60 minutes in this match. This is really going to bother a lot of people.
Well, not if you do my idea, which is it doesn't actually go 30. You tie at 30. And then they go another 25 minutes, and it becomes an epic, legendary 55-minute match. But it's not your typical 60-minute match where nobody cares until the last 5 minutes because they know it's going an hour.
That you could break up into two episodes of NXT.
Sure.
Later on down the line. We're out of time, and it's going to continue on for the next episode.
That's right. I don't think we talked about this yesterday, but CM Punk is out of action. He suffered a shoulder injury. Duke Rufus did an interview on ESPN.com and said that Punk got caught in a scramble. Right now he's taking a little bit of time off. He was doing great before that. His progress has been good. He's got a great attitude, and he is a hard worker. And they don't want him back training until he is 101% healed, I believe he said. And right now he's about 50%. And he estimated it would be 6 to 10 months before Punk is ready to debut. And he said he thought it would make the most sense for him to debut at UFC 200. Now, realistically, and actually, I said this a long time ago, CM Punk's debut should be on UFC 200 because there's a lot of wrestling fans who are going to buy that show to either see him win or to see him get absolutely destroyed. And UFC 200 would be a great place to do that. Now, obviously, if I were Duke Rufus or CM Punk, I would be on that show because that's a show where I can make the absolute most amount of money for debuting. But that looks to be what they're shooting for right now, so we'll see how it goes.
I love how that timing worked out, where it'd be like, it's looking, that would be the show I think we should be on. And of course it is. So, I mean, all of the attention and everything they're going to get leading into that, and I understand you could put it on Fox and pop a rating, you could put it on its own on pay-per-view, and I think a certain number of people, even by itself, would pay to see it, but UFC 200, it makes by far the most sense.
We've also got...
It'll also be one of the last times, at least for the foreseeable future, as he continues on with this, that he'll have more than enough time to recover from an injury because nothing had been planned for him. They were kind of looking at possibly December and things like that, but there was nothing concrete. You know, from this point forward, as far as getting this fight on, you know, if this is going to be a thing that is deadly serious, man, this is going to be the last time he's ever going to have that chance with injury.
Isaiah's here says, I don't think it was Lita's opinion per se, but more Hunter asked for her thoughts, and she said that's what people will think, that it might be demeaning. I don't know. We're wasting our time on this subject. Let's talk about the Volcard. This is NXT TakeOver Respect, which Hunter said was named Respect out of respect for Dusty Rhodes. We've obviously got the main event, a 30-minute Iron Man match for the NXT women's title, Bayley versus Sasha Banks. Dana Brooks will be facing Asuka in her debut in a singles match. We'll see how good Asuka is if she's facing Dana Brooke. Apollo Crews will be facing Tyler Breeze.
Might hurt to be Dana Brooke. What's the announcer's name? Devin?
Yes.
She should be satisfied, I would assume, with the with what's going on.
Oh, what an interview that'll be afterwards. They should send her into the ring. Oh, you want to pat me on the head, but your arm is broken. We've got Finn Balor and Samoa Joe against the Mechanics, Scott Dawson and Dash Wilder in a Dusty Rhodes Tag Team Classic Tournament semifinal. Also, Jason Jordan and Chad Gable versus Baron Corbin and Rhino in another semifinal. And then we've got the finals on the same night. They could throw in a swerve right there. I think everybody is expecting the finals are going to end up being Finn Balor and Samoa Joe against Jason Jordan and Chad Gable. But I suppose maybe the Mechanics could win. I would be very shocked. Scott Dawson wouldn't. And in the other match, I suppose they could put Baron Corbin and Rhino over. All I want is out of respect for Dusty Rhodes, I want the finals to be a good old-fashioned horseman beatdown where Finn Balor and Samoa Joe step in the ring, out come Jason Jordan and Chad Gable. You can even do part of the match where Finn Balor lets Samoa Joe start, and Samoa Joe, he fights and fights, they beat him up, he sells for a long time, and he finally goes to make the tag, and instead, Finn Balor just gets in the ring, and Finn Balor, Jason Jordan, and Chad Gable just stomp a mud hole in him. You've got the Balor Club with Finn Balor, Jason Jordan, Chad Gable. You can add a fourth guy later, whoever that's going to be. Maybe you have somebody run out who pretends they're going to save Joe, but instead he lays the boots to Joe as well. That's all I ask here.
Be more than satisfied with an exchange.
Come on,
like
is that not a tribute to Dusty or what?
That would be great. That would be great. Make it good. Make it good.
All right, I suppose you could do it in the cage, too, and really do a tribute to Dusty. You have some sort of finish in the main event, and then it builds to a cage match rematch. And that's when you form. They got to form the Balor Club. I love Finn Balor. I got nothing against him at all. I think he's awesome. But I think he's a much better heel.
You got Jordan, you got Gable, you got Balor, all of them, that all makes sense. Now, who else you got with them?
It's a good question.
Put the Mechanics with them.
You could do that.
You get somebody laying out Samoa Joe before their match, and you could all have that, you know, a bunch of nonsense to get to the end there somehow, and then you have Samoa Joe laid out the end and Finn Balor. I have no idea, but yeah, I guess it is about time. You got the merchandise, you have everything ready to go. Yeah, it's probably time to have this Balor Club.
All right, I just realized I got about 9 million text messages here, so let's get into some of them. This person wants to know, is it true there's a backstage incident with Paige this week? I have not heard that. But it appears something did happen because Paige was just beaten clean in the middle. And I guess, realistically, maybe nothing did happen. Maybe they just wanted Natalya to get a big win over Paige. I don't know, but she was beaten very decisively, clean in the middle, via submission on Raw last night.
They're talking about that thing with Scott Armstrong where she tells a fan to F off or something on a... I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's a... I have no idea what the technology would be, if it was a FaceTime thing or what it was, to some social media thing. And you get somebody off screen that goes, you can't say that. She points it over, and it's Scott Armstrong, and Booker T's, you know, there too, and it's they're backstage, and no, you can't say that. And then, you know, a minute later, he's walked up there, and she's right next to her. And if that's what it is, I mean, I can't see that would be
so
the reason.
So she didn't get in
you...
trouble for having a fight in a bar with a fan, or at least some physical altercation?
Well, I have no idea about any of why any of this would matter for her push of why they would. No matter what case it is, I mean, I don't know. It just seems ridiculous that would be the reason that you would stamp on her a little bit.
This person says, I'm just happy they aren't calling it an Iron Diva match. This person says, I've been loving the Rusev-Ziggler-Summer-Lana angle, but after last night's Raw, does it seem to you that there is a double turn coming? Ziggler goes heel with Summer. Rusev goes face with Lana. I think Rusev would get over huge as a babyface. I've been talking about that for a while. Rusev and Lana are ending up back together, and I think that Rusev and Lana have been the babyfaces in this situation here.
So what about that ring that Lana was wearing?
Well, it's a good question. Somebody said that the ring was on her other finger, but the photo, because it was selfie, was backwards or whatever, and so it was really on her right hand. Everybody thought it was on her left hand, and then she started putting it on her left hand to mess with people.
Boy, they are. Now, Rusev has been said that he didn't, you know, want this to get too out of control with Lana and with Dolph and everything, and he was he wanted to keep very close tabs on Lana, and now we've got Lana maybe wanting to keep very close tabs on Rusev just to remind everyone that they're a couple and together. Or would that be screwing up your fantasy too much, even though that's what seems like they've been doing sometimes?
I don't know if anybody knows what they're going to end up doing. Any idea how they plan to book Kana, Asuka long-term? I expect her to be in the title picture. Probably after tomorrow, actually.
It would make the most sense, I think.
Unfortunately, this person says, WWE doesn't know how to book heel champions that aren't named Brock Lesnar. The only time I see a heel champion being booked as strong as Lesnar in the near future is if Roman gets the belt and turns heel. Yeah, probably right. It helps when you're paying a guy millions and millions of dollars. You're hesitant to beat him. WWE.com.
Or to screw it up. You know, you somehow. And even then, they've done that. They've done at least questionable things.
WWE.com has a poll asking, what is your definition of hell? And it says the comments are quite funny and worth checking out. So maybe you'll want to check on that, Mike.
All right.
This person here says, any update on Sarah Lee? She's hot and I miss her on my television. Well, I don't think you're going to be seeing her on her television for a long time. She's at the Performance Center. They're trying to teach her wrestling, and we'll see how long that takes. Now, this person says, Battle of the Empire 2, black belt versus doesn't like wearing a belt because he's too fat. I don't know if that's going to sell, but...
Battle of the sweatpants? It's,
Could be. And this person says, the Vinny V's biggest fan gimmick is worse than Bastion Booger. And he says that John is worse than Ryan from Cumberland. That's some strong words right there.
Ryan, defend
Maybe.
Yourself.
Maybe. Ryan? John's got to defend himself. This guy likes Ryan better.
When you're used as the yardstick in comparison to horrible things from across the land, like, what is worse?
I don't think Ryan is unaware that he is the yardstick for what many feel is the worst caller on this show. I'm not saying that, Ryan. I let you on every day. But some people might say that. I'm going to head to a break, everybody. Back in just a moment. Observer Live, Sports Byline USA, Radio Network.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help, and your insurance may offer coverage.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-521-3214. 800-521-3214.
Today, investors need to secure and protect their life savings. With government spending out of control, they continue to print money to cover the ever-increasing debt, which decreases the value of the dollar and promotes inflation. American Bullion offers a hassle-free opportunity to transfer any portion of your existing IRA or previous 401k to a gold IRA for your protection. Take advantage of the lower gold prices today and enjoy the long-term security and hedge against inflation that gold and silver can provide in an IRA. Thousands of others have trusted American Bullion to transfer their IRAs into gold, and you can too. Call American Bullion today and discover the stability, protection, and peace of mind that a gold IRA can bring. Call American Bullion today at 800-576-1046 for a free consultation and receive their free IRA rollover guide, which offers the best information on gold IRAs. Keep your life savings safe and sound when you can. Call 800-576-1046. That's 800-576-1046 for your free gold IRA guide.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
We are back here for the final segment of the show. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. One last tweet here from somebody wanting to know if Nia Jax is going to show up quicker than Glacier. And my guess would be that she'll either be here tomorrow or at the very next set of TNA television tapings. But yes, she's going to be here faster than Glacier, because Glacier took, I believe, 5 months to finally debut. And I hope she's better than Glacier. That's all I got to say. Nothing against the fella. But man, what a letdown when that fella finally showed up. It is, of course, Wrestling Observer Live. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Later on tonight, only for subscribers, we've got a special Brian and Vinny show. We'll be talking Raw from last night, as well as, yes, Nitro from 19 years ago this week, which I'm sure had an appearance by Glacier, and hopefully The Barbarian as well, who was my new favorite wrestler after last week's show. And we head back in time, and we look at the NWO with new eyes. And how amazing it is to look back at the NWO with new eyes. What a bunch of geeks. What a bunch of geeks. You've been watching this, Mike? Geeks.
I have. Well, it was a long, long time ago.
Incredible geeks.
Things were different then.
They sure were. They sure were. And this person, finally here. Actually, it's John from Memphis. Whoever says I am worse than Ryan can suck it. I will take a bullet for Vinny. Will you take a bullet for someone? Fighting words as we end the show here today. We'll be back tomorrow with more, everybody. Don't forget to check out WrestlingObserver.com. We got a lot of great stuff up there, including Dave and I running down Raw from last night, Filthy Tom Lawler's new show, a lot of great stuff. So head up there and check it out. We'll be back tomorrow, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Don't forget, this show replays every day at 5 Pacific, 8 Eastern if you missed any of it. And the commercial-free replay up for subscribers in about 5 minutes at WrestlingObserver.com. Thanks, everybody. At Byline Mike, as always. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live. Sports Byline USA Radio Network.